我们读新约圣经腓立比书第一章。
So we turn to the New Testament, Philippians chapter 1.
新约圣经腓立比书第一章。
The New Testament, Philippians chapter 1.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all.
因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
For I am confident of this very thing that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的因你们常在我心里无论我是在捆锁之中是辨明证实福音的时候你们都与我一同得恩。
For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
使你们能分辨是非做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子。
So that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀归于神
having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ
叫荣耀称赞归于神
to the glory and praise of God
弟兄们我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺
Now I want you to know brethren that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel
以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
So that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑。
And that most of the
越发放胆传神的道无所惧怕。
And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord, because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。
Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。
The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, rather from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment.
这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜。而且还要欢喜。
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
But I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
So that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救，都是出于神。
In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
你们的征战，就与你们在我身上从前所看见，现在所听见的一样。
Experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear to be in me.
我们圣经就先念到这里。
We will read up to here.
我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you with all our hearts.
感谢你这样的拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
让我们蒙了这么大的怜悯。
That we have received such great mercy.
让我们今天早晨可以再一次来到你的面前。
That once again we can come before you.
让我们再亲近你，再来享受你。
So that we can draw near to you and enjoy of you.
我们感谢你，你实在是我们的喜乐，你是我们的盼望。
We thank you because you are our joy and our hope.
你也是我们一切问题的解答。
And you are the answer to all our questionings.
主啊，早晨我们再把自己完全的奉献在你的手中。
So again this morning we sacrifice, we consecrate all of ourselves to you.
让你的圣灵来感动我们。
May your spirit again move us.
我们众人都被一个灵所感，都被带到父亲的面前。
That we may be moved by one spirit before the Father.
愿父的荣耀来照亮我们。
That the glory of the Father may shine upon us.
愿你除去我们里外一切的黑暗。
May you cast out all the darkness from within us.
挪去我们与你之间一切的拦阻。
Take away all obstacles that would separate you.
我们愿意在这里来遇见你。
We are willing to meet you.
主啊，你自己向我们说话。
Lord, may you yourself speak to us.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name, Amen.
当我们读腓立比书第一章的时候
，As we're reading Philippians chapter one,
我想这里有一节的经文是非常非常重要的。
I know here that there are some verses that are incredibly important.
这也是我们弟兄姊妹非常熟悉的经文。
And also passages that we are very familiar with.
就是从二十二节，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
That is according to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ will even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
弟兄姊妹，这节经文实在太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is too precious.
你要今天来这听到的时候，如果你觉得后面讲的话你都没有听懂。
If you are here listening to the message and everything that we speak from now on, you do not understand.
或者你后面你都睡着了。
Or if you fall asleep from now on.
但我盼望你把这句话记住。
I hope that you remember this passage.
这句话是太宝贵了。
Because this passage is too precious.
这句话也实在太重要了。
Because this passage is too important.
因为这里面告诉我们基督徒生活的意义。
Because here it tells us the meaning of a Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天为什么活在地上？
Brothers and sisters, why do we live on earth today?
我们生活的意义到底是什么？
What is our meaning of life?
如果我们今天不晓得我们生活的意义，
If today we do not know the meaning of our lives,
弟兄姊妹，我们活着干什么呢？
Then why are we alive?
我们从蒙恩得救之前，我们不晓得生命真实的意义。
Before we were saved, we did not know the true meaning of life.
我们在地上没有指望，没有神。
We had no hope, we had no God.
我们感谢神的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today we have been saved by grace.
我们今天成为神的儿女。
And today we have become children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在太大了。
Brothers and sisters, this is too important.
不仅仅在地位上是有这样重大的改变。
Not only positionally have we had such a great change.
我们整个的生命被改变了。
But our entire lives have been changed.
我们整个生活的意义改变了。
The entire meaning of our lives have been changed.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是一般有生活意义
Today we are people who live with meaning in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天问说我们生活的意义到底是什么？
Today if we are to ask, what is the meaning of our lives?
我不知道弟兄姊妹你能不能回答这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how to answer this question?
能不能非常确定地回答这个问题？
Can you answer this question with assurance?
如果我们蒙恩得救了。
If we have been saved.
有的时候人家问说你们这些信主的人，你们为什么活在地上？
And somebody were to ask, for you who believe, why do you live on earth?
我们能不能非常确定的、非常坚定的回答，我们生活的意义到底是什么？
Can you answer with conviction and with assurance why the meaning of your life?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不能够非常确定的回答，我们为什么活在这个地上？
Brothers and sisters, if you cannot answer with assurance why you live on earth,
恐怕我们常常那浪费我们的年日。
Then perhaps you may be wasting your years.
这里面告诉我们，
Here it tells us,
无论是生是死，
whether to live or die,
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
As long as Jesus is magnified in my life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of our life.
我们今天活在地上，就是叫主耶稣基督从我们身上彰显出来。
Today we live so that Jesus may be magnified
from our lives. 这是我们生活的意义。
This is the meaning of our life.
你说为什么这是我们生活的意义呢？
You may ask, why is this the meaning of our life?
因为有什么样的生命，就有什么样的生活。
Because whatever life you have will be the living that you express.
生活的意义取决于我们的生命。
The meaning of your life has to do with the very life that you have.
如果我是一只狮子的话，
If I am a lion,
那么我这个既然是有狮子的生命，
Because I have the life of a lion,
那么我的生活就是一个狮子的生活。
Then my daily living will be the life of a lion.
那我走在这个树林当中，我就是做王的。
And as I walk among the jungle, then I am the king.
我不是狐假虎威，我不是假装做王。
I'm not pretending to be a king.
因为我本来就是王。
Because I am king.
因为我有狮子的生命。
Because I have the life of a lion.
所以他这个狮子的生命，它表现出来就是狮子的生活。
And so what he expresses is the life of a lion.
所以这个因着这个狮子的生命，所以这个他生活的意义就是做王。
And so through the expression of being a lion, he lives out being a king.
如果我是一只牛的话。
If I am a cow,
那我就当有是牛的生命。
Then I will live out the life of a
cow. 所以我在地上生活，我就吃草，我就耕种。
And so I will live a life where I eat
grass. 那你让我这只牛要是过这个狮子的生活。
However, if I want to live out the life of a lion,
那我真的要狐假虎威了，我真的要假装了。
Then I truly have to pretend.
因为我实在是没有那个生命。
Because I do not have that life.
因为这个生命才决定我们的生活。
Because life determines how you live.
如果我是只鹰的话。
If I am an eagle,
那我就不生活在这个地上。
Then I do not live on this earth.
这个地对我来就没有吸引力。
Because this earth has no attraction for me.
我的生命就要离开这个地。
My life wants to leave this earth.
我的生命就要超越这个地。
My life wants to go beyond this earth.
因为这里面有一个生命。
Because within there is this life.
如果我里面是个牛的生命。
If within I have the life of a cow.
过一个鹰的生活。
And I want to live the life of an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常悲惨的生活。
This is a very pitiful life.
非常痛苦的生活。
It's a tormentful life.
你想想，一只牛，它想飞到高山上去。
If you want to think of a cow who wants to fly up to the heights,
我不知道他怎么样的努力。
I don't know how he will try hard.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么样的努力，他没有办法有一个这个鹰的生活。
No matter how hard he tries, he will not be able to live out the life of an eagle.
有人说，把他摆在高山上。
If you want to put him up in the mountain,
你摆一次可以。
You can place him there once.
没有第二次。
There will not be a second time.
他只能够像鹰一样过一次的生活。
He can only live out the life of an eagle once.
他从此不能再过鹰的生活。
And forever from that time, he will not be able to.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see.
为什么我们说我们的生活的意义是叫基督在我们身上照常显大呢？
Why do we say that the meaning of our life is that Jesus will be magnified from us?
因为今天基督是我们的生命。
Because today Jesus is our life.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
弟兄姊妹，这是事实。
This is a fact.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we have been saved,
弟兄姊妹，基督成了我们的生命。
And Jesus has become our life.
如果基督是我们的生命，
If Jesus is our life,
如果是这个生命在活的话，
If that life is alive,
请问这个生命活出来，他的生活是什么生活呢？
Then what type of life will that be?
当然是让基督显明的生活。
Of course it is a life where Jesus is
expressed. 这是这个生命的意义。
That is the meaning of this life.
因为这个生命的缘故，所以有这样的生活。
Because of that life, now we have this daily living.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个神的儿女，我们里面有两个生命。
Brothers and sisters, as children of God, inside of us there are two lives.
我们有一个旧造的生命。
We have an old life.
那是从亚当而来的生命。
One that comes from Adam.
但是我们今天蒙恩得救了。
However, today we have been saved.
我们活在世人的中间。
And we are living among people of the earth.
我们和世人是不一样的。
We are different from people of the world.
如果今天我们活在世人的中间，
If today we live among those in the world,
我们还是把亚当的生命表现出来。
And we still express the life of Adam.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神为什么要救我们？
Then why has God saved us?
这是我们生儿女生活的意义，这是我们生活的这个目标吗？
Is this the meaning and the purpose of us living among the world?
我们和今天有什么分别呢？
What difference is there?
世人他们当然只有他们自己的生命。
The people of the world, of course, they have their own lives.
他们只有从亚当而来的生命。
They only have the life from Adam.
当然他们生活的表现就是亚当，就是这个旧造的生命。
So what they express is Adam, the old life.
但我们今天有两个生命。
But today we have two lives.
使徒保罗说，我活着就是基督。
Apostle Paul, he says, for me to live is Christ.
是不是使徒保罗这样夸口呢？
Is Paul boasting?
他是在说一个事实。
But he's saying a fact.
因为我保罗已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because I, Paul, have already been
crucified. 我的旧造，我的亚当的生命已经与基督同钉了十字架。
My old nature, the Adam, has already been crucified on the cross.
现在活着的不但是我保罗。
Because it is now no longer I who lives.
但是基督活在我里面。
But Christ who lives in me.
我不让这一个亚当的生命活。
I will not allow the Adamic life to live. I want to allow Christ's life in me to live. So for me to live is Christ. It's a very natural thing.
弟兄姊妹，这句话不是单单给保罗写的。
Brothers and sisters, these words are not only for Paul.
这句话不是说你追求到已经到了年老发白的时候才能够经历的。
It's not for you to constantly seek and pursue until you are old and then you can experience it.
只要我们从得救那一天开始，
It starts from the day you are saved.
我们让这个生命活出来。
We want to allow this life to live out.
活的就是基督。
So that what lives out is Christ.
因为是那个生命。
Because it's that life.
那个生命它表现出来自然是基督显大。
That natural life expression is that Christ will be magnified.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of our lives.
活在原来的生命里不是我们生活的意义。
The previous meaning and purpose was
not our life. 主把我们今天摆在地上的目的不是让我们继续在亚当里面生活。
God has not placed us today on earth so that we can continue in our old life.
不是他把许多的恩典给我们，把许多的慈爱、怜悯都赐给我们。
That he has given us much grace and gifts and grace.
然后让我们在亚当里活得更好、更舒服。
So that in Adam we can live a more comfortable and good life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神拯救我们的目的。
That is not the purpose for why God has saved us.
这不是基督徒在地上生活的意义。
It is not the meaning for why a Christian needs to live.
一个神的儿女在地上生活的唯一的意义就是要基督照常显大。
The purpose of a Christian living is so that Christ will be magnified.
原因就因为是基督今天是我们的生命。
The reason is because Jesus today is our life.
因为这个生命，所以我们有这样的生活。
And so because of that life, now we have this living.
弟兄姊妹，这是事实。
This is a reality.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都可以进入、都可以经历的。
This is something that everyone can enter in and experience.
也是我们必须要进入、必须要经历的。
And what we must enter into and must experience.
这是我们神儿女生活的意义。
Because this is the meaning of a Christian life.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
使徒保罗不仅给我们看见，因着这个生命的缘故，所以他活着就是基督。
Not only has the Apostle Paul shown us that through this life, what he expresses is Christ.
他更给我们看见，因为我们今天是基督身体上的一个肢体。
He also shows us that we are a member of God's body, Christ's body.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个身体上的每一个肢体。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at every member of the body.
只要它是连于元首的。
As long as it is connected to the head.
只要它是活着的。
As long as it is alive.
只要它是和身体是连接的。
As long as it is connected to the body.
它和头是那个交通是没有断绝的。
And as long as there is unbroken fellowship with the head.
它活着就是这一个整个元首的彰显。
Then it is manifesting the head.
这个手
This head.
只要它和元首是连着的。
This hand, as long as it is attached to the head.
它就表现这个
It will express the head.
无论是哪一个肢体
No matter what member.
只要这个肢体它是连于元首的
As long as the member is connected to the head.
只要它是一个活的肢体
As long as it is a living member.
它活着就是表现元首
The living member will express the head.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗这里说，我活着就是基督，一点都没有夸大，一点都没有这个好像在那里这个好像这个说的不准确，没有。
Apostle Paul, for him to say to live is Christ, he's not boasting, he's not exaggerating at all.
因为他是基督身体上的肢体。
Because he is a member of Christ's body.
他得到身体的供应。
Because he has received nourishment from the head.
借着你们的祈求。
Because he said through your prayers.
弟兄姊妹，身体的供应是何等奇妙呢
？Brothers and sisters, the provision of the body is amazing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主里面有点经历的，你发现身体的供应是非常奇妙的。
If you have some experience in the Lord, you will know that the provision of the body is amazing.
有段时间我出去服侍，我发现要服侍的时候声音没有了。
There was one time I went out to minister and I realized that I had no more sound.
等到马上都要聚会了。
And right up to the time of the meeting,
整个人都快睡倒下去了。
And I was completely collapsed.
就别说讲道了。
Not to mention I had to.
能够坐在那里，能够不摇晃，已经很好了。
For me not to shake while I was sitting was already very good.
那个时候，我看见有弟兄姊妹在那里迫切的祷告。
And there I saw the earnest prayers of the brothers and sisters.
我也知道在这边有许多弟兄姊妹为我代求。
And here I know that brothers and sisters were also interceding for me.
何等的奇妙
！How amazing!
当聚会的时间到了的时候
，As the time for the meeting was about to begin，
好像那一个感觉就忘记了。
And it was as if I forgot that feeling I had。
两个小时聚会下来
，The meeting lasted for 2 hours。
好像那感觉一下都忘记了。
I totally forgot how I felt。
你不知道怎么会那个声音就出来了。
And then my sound came back。
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is such an amazing thing.
使徒保罗说他借着你们的祈求。
The Apostle Paul says through your prayers. 使徒
保罗是活在身体里的一个肢体。
Because he is a member of the body.
他是连于元首的一个肢体。
He is connected to the head.
所以他说我活着就是基督。
So he says I live is Christ.
一点都没有过分。
It's not an exaggeration.
而且他还说这个因着耶稣基督至灵的帮助。
And through the help of the Spirit of Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一个活的肢体。
A living member.
不仅有身体代祷的这个扶持。
Not only do you have the help of the prayers of the body.
更是耶稣基督至灵的帮助。
But you also have the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
圣灵是从亚伦的头一直浇灌下来，一直流到胡须，一直流到他的衣襟。
Because the Holy Spirit is poured out upon Aaron, it goes upon his beard all the way to the hem of his garment.
我们要享受圣灵的恩膏吗？
We can enjoy the anointing of the Spirit.
你要享受圣灵的丰满的供应吗？
Have you enjoyed the abundant provision of the Holy Spirit?
活在身体的里面。
Live in the body.
在这个身体奇妙的伟大的身体的里面。
And in this great and amazing body.
不仅你享受众圣徒的扶持。
Not only can you enjoy the support of the body.
你看那一个圣灵的恩膏在那里充满在使徒保罗里面。
But the anointing of the Spirit was also within Paul.
耶稣基督的灵的帮助，这个帮助是何等大的帮助呢？
And the help through the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
那个能力是何等的浩大呢？
And that power was great.
因为这一个能力是曾经运行在基督身上的大能。
Because this power was the power within our Lord Jesus.
他从死里复活。
Allowed him to resurrect from the dead.
让他超过一切执政的掌权有能的主治的。
So that he can far surpass all powers.
让他升上高天，坐在父神的右边。
And now he is seated upon the right hand side of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，万有都伏在他的脚下。
And now all things are underneath his footstool.
这是何等大能呢？
This is such great power.
弟兄姊妹，今天活在基督的身体里面，同样的圣灵的大能就显在这个肢体的身上。
Today, as we live in the body, that great power that is within our Lord Jesus is also in the body.
所以使徒保罗在这里说，我活着就是基督。
And so here, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
这实在是个事实。
This is a truth, a fact.
无论是从我们说到我们个人基督是我们的生命来讲，
For us to say Jesus is our life personally,
还是说到整个基督的身体来讲，
Or whether we are speaking corporately of the entire body,
这里面说到的是说到我们每一个神的儿女。
Here it speaks of every child of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning, the purpose of our lives.
不仅如此，
Not only so,
他还告诉我们说，说我活着就是基督。
He says, to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
什么意思？
What is that?
当然你可以说死了就有益处，当然我们肉身过去了，我们就与主永远同在了。
Of course you can say to die is gain, that means we leave our physical bodies, we are with our Lord, and that is far better than everything else.
我想这样的我们来理解是绝对没有错的。
And of course for us to understand that is not wrong.
但我个人觉得他在这里面讲到这句话的时候，
But personally I feel that when he says this,
他说如果基督在我身上能够显大的，
He says if Jesus is magnified from within me,
即使我死了也是得着。
Even if I die, it is gain.
弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们说，不仅仅基督在我们身上照常显大，是我们生活的意义。
Not only is Jesus being magnified, the purpose and meaning of our lives.
基督在我们身上照常显大，也是我们生命的价值。
Jesus being magnified from our lives also gives us value.
弟兄姊妹，我们生命的价值是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the value of our lives?
主在地上的时候说，人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的性命，又算得什么呢？
Jesus, when he was on earth, when he said that even if a man is to gain the entire world and lose his soul, what gain is that?
使徒保罗在神的面前有个感觉。
And so the Apostle Paul, before the Lord, had
this feeling. 如果基督不能在他身上照常显大的话，
If Jesus cannot be magnified from him,
就是他赚得了全世界，
Even if he were to gain the whole world,
就是全世界所有的聚会都是他建立的，
And all the churches he established on
earth, 所有的聚会都是在那里顺服他的，
And all churches, they submit to him.
那么但是基督没有从他身上彰显出来，
However, Christ was not magnified from him.
他觉得这个亏了，
Then he has lost.
他觉得这是亏本的事。
Then he has lost all things.
但是如果基督显出来了，
However, if Christ is magnified,
就是生命过去了，也是赚了，也是得着。
Even if he were to die, then he gains, he has benefit.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在这做个见证。
And so here, Apostle Paul, he gives a testimony.
弟兄姊妹， 我不知道你我生命的价值到底是什么。
What is the value of your life and mine?
对于使徒保罗来讲
，To the Apostle Paul，
他生命的价值就是将基督在他身上照常显大。
The value of Christ's life to him is that God can be magnified.
弟兄姊妹，基督显出来乃是我们生命的分量。
For Christ to be magnified is also the capacity of our lives.
不是这个分量，这个 weight。
The weight of our lives.
弟兄姊妹。到底什么有分量呢
？What has weight？
今天有些人很喜欢听到。
Some people they really like to listen to preaching。
我不是说这个推脱讲道的责任。
I'm not saying that I'm taking off the responsibility。
就讲道本身来讲，我觉得分量是很轻的。
I say that the actual weight of preaching is not much; it's light。
弟兄姊妹，如果基督没有显大的话
，Brothers and sisters, if Christ is not magnified，
好听的道最多能够让人一直来听好的道。
A good sermon will only allow people to listen to a good sermon.
他下次还会来。
Next time he will come.
但他来啊，他就是要听那好的道。
But when he comes, he just wants to hear a good sermon.
直到有一天他发现所有好的道都全听过了。
Until one day he realizes he's listened to all good sermons.
以后再也不来了。
And then he will never come again.
因为这个好的道，那最大的分量就是让他下次还能再来就是了。
Because the greatest weight of that good sermon is that he can come again.
弟兄姊妹，只有基督显出来。
Brothers and sisters, until Christ is magnified,
能够使人整个的生命改变
can change a person's entire life.
基督显出来是那个吸引的力量
For Christ to be magnified, that is attraction.
那是我们真实的见证
That is our true testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们每一个神的儿女太重要了
Brothers and sisters, this is too important for every child of God.
我不晓得，对不起，我这里这个我实在太啰嗦了
Forgive me, I am too wordy.
弟兄姊妹，因为这件事对我们来太重要了。
Because this to us is too important.
因为如果基督不能在我们身上显出来
，Because if, unless Jesus is magnified from us,
我们的生活没有意义
，then there is no meaning to our lives.
我们的生命没有价值
，and there is no value to our lives.
我们的生命没有分量
，then we have no weight in our lives.
我就想到在旧约里面，当以利沙过世的时候。
I think about Elisha when he passed away in the Old Testament.
你看当时的以色列王，他在那里痛苦啊。
We see how the Israelite king he wept bitterly.
他说：“我父，我父啊。”
He said, "Oh, my father, my father."
这是以色列的战车马兵啊。
This, oh, the chariots of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个基督在他身上显大的一个人的分量。
Because this was the weight of Christ being magnified in this person.
弟兄姊妹，我们。今天蒙恩得救了
Brothers and sisters, we have been saved
by grace. 我们甘愿我们的生活没有意义吗
Do we not have any meaning in our lives?
我们甘愿我们的生命没有价值吗
Do we not have any value in our lives?
我们甘愿我们这一生就好像尘土一样就过去了吗
Just like dust, we pass away.
难道我们的生活我们的侍奉一点价值都没有一点分量都没有吗
And our daily living and our service, does it not have any value?
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们俩太重要了
Brothers and sisters, this is too important for
us. 不要觉得这是保罗的经历
Do not feel like this is Paul's experience.
弟兄姊妹，这是神对于我们每一个人的心意
Brothers and sisters, this is God's desire for every one of us.
是我们必须进入的
We must enter into it.
不是等到我们年老发白的时候进入的
Not when we are old and white and gray,
是我们今天就要进入的
We must enter into it today.
因为这是我们生活的意义
Because this is the meaning of our lives.
如果不是基督在我们身上显出来，我们生活就没有意义
If Christ is not magnified from our lives, we have no meaning.
没有价值
We have no value.
没有分量
When we have no weight.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我不知道这件事我们能不能够在主面前有这样的看见。
I don't know whether or not we can have such a seeing before.
我是说后面讲的你都可以不听，没有关系。
You don't have to listen to anything else I say.
但我真的盼望你把这句话记住。
But I hope that you will remember this one thing.
因为这是我们生活的意义。
Because this is the meaning of our life.
弟兄姊妹，太重要了。
It's too important.
这个有的时候有跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
Sometimes I have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
有的弟兄姊妹告诉他们很喜欢 Dumbo.
Some tell me that they really like Dumbo.
哎呦，太好了，有人喜欢 Dumbo， 很高兴。
And I say, oh, this is wonderful because somebody likes Dumbo.
人很狭隘的，是不是
？Because we're very narrow-minded.
他喜欢任何聚会，你都应该很高兴，对不对
？Even if they were to like any other gathering, we should be happy.
但是有人说他喜欢 Dumbo， 我就很高兴。
But when somebody tells me that they like Dumbo, I'm very happy.
我就说，那你为什么喜欢 Dumbo？
And so I ask, why do you like Dumbo？
他说 ，Dumbo 人少。
Because they say there's not very many people.
哎呀，外送人太多了。
Because West Office is too many people.
你看这么多人，我这去了以后，这很难认识啊。
Because there's so many people, it's hard for me to come to know.
你看我来到 Dumbo， 你很快大家都认识了。
But in Dumbo, I can come to know everyone.
我就 我想他人这样喜欢 Dumbo， 我在里面就是一方面很高兴啊。
So because people tell me they like Dumbo for that reason, on one hand, I am happy.
另一方面我就想说，那这个是不是就说到 Dumbo 聚会很好了
？But then I wonder, is this to say that Dumbo is good?
还有人说，哎 ，Dumbo 聚会的那个饭是特别好。
And some people tell me, well, the food at Dumbo is very good.
其实在这边的聚会饭是也是很好。
But actually, the food here is very good too.
不过呢，从这个某种意义来讲，那边是确确实实这是事实。
And yet, according to a particular source, this is a fact.
我当然一面我很高兴啊。
So on one hand, I am happy.
但是另外一面里面有点虚啊。
But on the other hand, I feel kind of.
如果人喜欢 Dumbo， 就因为 Dumbo 人少，就因为 Dumbo 的饭好吃。
If people like Dumbo because there's not very many people and the food is good.
这是不是一个聚会好或者一个聚会很兴旺的那个原因呢
？Does this tell us the success or how good a meeting is?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你觉得一个聚会很好，一个聚会很兴旺，那个原因是什么？
I don't know whether or not you know why or how a meeting can be good or vibrant.
或者你觉得一个聚会很好，它的特点是什么
？What is the characteristic of a good gathering?
我想我们如果发这个问卷的话，可能每个人答案可能对这个都不一样，也可能差不多。
If I were to take a survey to answer this question, perhaps everybody's answer would be different.
但我们看这个腓立比的聚会真的是很好。
And we see that the church in Philippi was very good.
如果我们读这段话语的话。
If we read this passage,
我们真的觉得腓立比的聚会里面充满了爱。
We feel that the church in Philippi was
filled with love. 如果你读过腓立比书的话
，If you read all of Philippians,
你知道腓立比的弟兄姊妹，他们不仅有爱，而且他们有分辨的。
We know that the brothers and sisters in Philippi not only had love, they had discernment.
他们从来没有怀疑过使徒保罗的那个使徒的职分。
They never doubted the apostleship of Paul.
所以你知道，当使徒保罗写给他们的时候，不需要提。做使徒的保罗。
And so when Apostle Paul wrote to them, he never had to talk about his
position. 在他们的心目中，使徒保罗是神的这个一个出口。
In their heart, Apostle Paul was a mouthpiece of God.
所以不仅使徒保罗在他们中间的时候，他们在那里为他祷告，在那里扶持他。
And so when Paul was with them, they prayed for him. They supported him.
使徒保罗离开他们，到了帖撒罗尼迦，甚至。都后来被关到罗马监狱里面。
And so when Paul left, when he went to Thessalonica, even when he was in prison,
你看这个腓立比的教会弟兄姊妹，他们还是一次两次的供应他，甚至把以巴伯提这个弟兄都把他派去来服侍使徒保罗。
And so we see that the Philippian brothers they supported him the first time, second time, and they even sent Epaphras to go and serve him.
当他们听到耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹他们生活上有拮据的时候
，And so when we see that they had some need,
他们在极穷之间显出乐捐的厚恩。
They were able to express such great grace.
哦，你看到这个聚会充满了爱，充满了恩典。
We see that this gathering it was filled with love, filled with grace.
而且当时保罗问安的时候，他首先提到众圣徒。
And so when Paul, when he'sSends his greetings. He asks of all the saints.
在他们中间好像显出那个身体的见证。
Because there was a testimony of the body.
而且也有监督，也有执事。
We see that there were overseers and deacons.
他们在那里虽然有这个整个的身体在那里侍奉，在他们中间却有属灵的次序。
And there we see that there was spiritual order because the entire body was functioning.
这里很多，如果我们仔细思想，你发现是这个腓立比的聚会真的是很好了。
And so if we read closely, we see that the church in Philippi was
very good. 真的让人很羡慕的一个聚会。
We really admire this gathering.
这里有很多的特点。
There are many characteristics.
那是不是有这些特点，就是这个聚会就特别好呢
？And so because if you have these characteristics, does that mean that church is good?
到底一个聚会好，或者一个聚会很兴旺，它的那一个尺度，那一个标准是什么呢
？What is a good measurement of a church?
我觉得就是使徒保罗说的这句话。
I feel that it is this passage that Paul says.
就是基督照常显大。
That is for Christ to be magnified.
Always.
Always magnified.
使徒保罗。说这些腓立比的弟兄姊妹在他在的时候顺服。
The brothers and sisters, while Paul was with them, they were good.
在他不在的时候更是顺服。
And they were still good in submitting when he was not there.
照常显大。
Because Christ was magnified always.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在聚会的时候基督显大。
If when we gather together, Christ is magnified.
当我回到家里面以后，基督就不显大了。
And Christ is not magnified when I go home.
弟兄姊妹，其实，就算我们有这腓立比聚会所有的特点
，Then if we are to have all the characteristics of the Church of Philippi，
其实聚会并不兴旺
，Then that church is not lively.
我不是说聚会里面让基督显大是小事情。
I'm not saying that Christ not being magnified or being magnified is a small matter.
弟兄姊妹，在聚会里面基督显大是非常好的一件事。
It's a very good thing for Christ to be magnified when we gather together. It's a very precious thing.
有一段时间我们在这个在当伯聚会的时候，我发现非常的稀奇。
At Dumbled, I find something very amazing.
经过神的一些的这个加给我们的一些的难处。
Through some difficulties that God has given to us.
我突然有一天发现这个薄饼聚会开始的那个人数和后来那个听到的人数是差不多的。
I realize that the number of people at the beginning of communion to the time when people are listening to the message is about the same.
哎呀，里面真的很感恩呐。
So I'm full of thanks.
你真的觉得好像基督在聚会里显大。
I feel that Christ is magnified.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，如果你来到薄饼聚会的时候，只有一半的人。
If when you come to the communion, to the table meeting, and there's only half the people,
听到的聚会的时候就全坐满了。
And then when it comes to the sermon, everybody is seated.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在聚会里好像基督不能那么显大。
And then we find everybody comes, then Christ is not magnified.
我说如果
，I say if，
如果有一天
，if one day，
不仅薄饼聚会和听到的人数是一样的
，that the number of people who attend table meeting and the message meeting is the same。
有一天我们发现连祷告聚会的人数都和听到的人数是一样的了。
And we find that in prayer meeting we have the same number of people as those who attend the message meeting。
我们真的知道，真的基督在这显大。
Then we can say is Christ magnified。
基督在教会在聚会中真的显大。
Then we can say Christ is magnified。
那如果假设说只是这样在聚会里显大的话
，However we can say if Christ is
magnified。等到我们回家以后
，Then after we go home，
基督就不照常显大了。
And Christ is no longer magnified。
你就发现电脑就显大了。
Then we see that the computer is magnified。
你发现这个电视剧就显大了。
We realize the TV is magnified。
你就发现这个球赛就显大了。
And we see that the ball game is magnified。
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在聚会里面，我们让基督显大
，Let's say that in the meeting Christ is magnified。
我们回到家里，我们所有的时间都是被电脑。
And we go home, and our entire time is consumed by the
computer. 我们都被球赛占走了。
We're consumed by the ball game.
我们都被电视剧给占走了。
And we're consumed by the TV.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这样的聚会兴旺不兴旺呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel that this is a good meeting?
弟兄姊妹，一个聚会兴旺。
Brothers and sisters, for a meeting to be good,
不是单单有一个好的讲台而已。
It's not that we have a good preacher.
不要觉得只是有几个非常能摆上的弟兄姊妹而已。
Or a few brothers and sisters who are able to serve.
一个聚会兴旺。
For a meeting to be good.
是基督照常显大。
Is that Christ can be magnified always.
在聚会中显大。
That Christ can be magnified in the meeting.
在人看不见的时候也显大。
That Christ is magnified when no one sees.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你来到聚会，这个聚会就特别宝贵。
Then you see that when you come to the meeting is so precious.
这个聚会你觉得特别兴旺。
Then you find that it is such a good
meeting. 不在乎人多人少。
It doesn't matter how many people attend.
不在乎饭食怎样。
It doesn't matter how good the food is.
你的眼目都不看这些。
Because your eyes will no longer pay attention to that.
你觉得主在这里。
Because the Lord is here.
你在这里觉得主充满了聚会的。
Because the Lord is filling the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，一个聚会兴旺是因着基督在我们生命中照常显大。
For a meeting to be good has to do with whether Christ is magnified in our daily lives.
当我们身体健康的时候，基督显大。
When we are in good health, Christ is magnified.
如果今天我的身体已经糟了
，If today I am in poor health,
基督还是不是显大呢
？Is Christ still magnified?
基督现在还是不是坐在宝座上
？Is Christ still upon the throne?
是不是万有还伏在他的脚下呢
？Are all things under submission of his feet?
是不是他的慈爱就断绝了呢
？Now is his loving kindness
severed? 是不是他的怜悯今天就不够新鲜了呢
？Is his loving kindness no longer fresh?
弟兄姊妹，如果当我健康的时候，我让基督显大。
When I am healthy, if Christ can be magnified,
当我的身体软弱的时候，基督还照样显大。
And Christ can still be magnified when I'm in poor health.
弟兄姊妹，这个聚会兴旺。
Then this meeting will be good.
当我们失业的时候，我们好好追求。
When we are unemployed, we seek the Lord.
因为我们现在有点时间了。
Because we have some time now.
感谢赞美主，让我们休息一下。
We thank and praise the Lord. Now we can rest.
我们现在好好聚会。
Now I want to come to the meeting.
多多的追求。
And I will seek the Lord more.
好好的服侍。
I will serve more.
主后来一下子又给我们工作了。
And then all of a sudden, God gives us a job.
是不是我们的追求就放松了
？Now we will let loose in our pursuit.
是不是基督能够照常显大
？Now will Christ be magnified always?
弟兄姊妹， 我们说这件事绝不是给大家律法要求。
Brothers and sisters, we're not
giving you a law. 绝不是回答你把那个电视通通砸掉，把这个电脑通通关机，不是这意思。
We're not saying to never turn on the TV or the computer
ever again. 我们在这里交通这件事是说，一个聚会是不是兴旺，实在说来是每一个生儿女的责任。
We are saying whether or not a meeting is good has to do with the responsibility of every child of God.
基督在我们身上是不是照常显大？
Is Christ magnified in our daily lives all the time?
如果基督在我们身上是照常显大，
If he is magnified all the time,
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要想什么办法。
Then you don't need to think of any other way.
你不需要设计什么样的 program， 不需要设计什么样的节目。
You do not need to create any activity or program.
你来到聚会，你就会流泪。
When you come to the meeting, you will shed tears.
你来到聚会，你就觉得主就在这里。
When you come to the meeting, you will know the Lord is here.
因为基督在我们生命中照常显大。
Because Christ is magnified in our daily lives. 你觉得这样的聚会
真的太好了。
Because you will find this meeting is so good.
你没有办法用言语来讲的。
You will not be able to express with
words. 没有说一个聚会好，它有很多的特点，没有错。
Of course, a good meeting will have many characteristics.
但是你有这些的特点，不等于聚会就兴旺。
But these good characteristics does not mean a good meeting.
所以你没有办法学的。
So you cannot learn.
弟兄姊妹，你不能说人家聚会有这个，咱们聚会也有这个。
You cannot practice saying this meeting has this and that.
你说菲律宾教会他们有监督有执事，咱们也来个监督和执事。
The church in Philippi, they had overseers and deacons. You cannot say we need to have overseers and deacons.
弟兄姊妹，我们学这个没有用的。
If we practice just that, there's no use.
到底基督在我们生命中是不是照常显大呢？
Is Christ magnified in our daily lives?
如果基督在我们生命中照常显大，
Is Christ always magnified?
就算我们没有执事，就算我们没有监督，
Even if we had no overseers and no deacons,
在这里坐王掌权，
Christ must be king.
圣灵在这里有绝对的自由，
The Holy Spirit must have full freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个聚会兴旺的原因。
That is how a meeting can be good. The reason why.
我想我们不要讲得太高了。
We don't have to speak too high.
就单单说读经好了。
Just say we just speak of Bible study.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在一起聚会的时候，我们一定读主的话。
When we gather together, we must read God's word.
如果到了有一天，我们的聚会堕落到一个地步，连主日都不讲主的话了，弟兄姊妹，这样聚会真的没法待了。
Brothers and sisters, if we fall to such a point that one day we do not even read God's word, then of course we do not want to gather.
我们真的一定要高举主的话语。
When we come together, of course we must exalt God's word.
除了主的话，我们还有什么智慧呢？
We have no other wisdom than God's word.
除了主的话，我们还有什么路可走呢？
We have no other way rather than His word.
我们完全会落在黑暗的里面。
Then we will be in darkness.
因为主的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because His word is a light lamp and light unto our way. His words are too precious.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们回家以后。
Brothers and sisters, but when we go home.
我们是不是像大卫那样？
Are we like David?
你的话比蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
That your words are sweeter than honey from the comb.
你的话比许多的金金更宝贵。
Your word is more precious than much gold.
我是说，如果我们在没有人的时候，
I'm speaking of when there is no one around.
你发现啊，主的话比那个电视剧宝贵。
That you realize God's word is more important than the TV.
你发现从前哈，你看主的话你就睡觉。
That previously you may find that when you read God's word you fall asleep.
一看电视剧哇就醒过来了。
And as soon as you watch TV you are awake.
不光醒过来，可以通宵的看下去啊。
Not only are you awake, you can watch all night.
哇，可以一直看十个钟头啊。
And you can watch 10 hours.
现在哈，你一开电视剧就开始打，就开始睡觉。
But now when you turn on the TV you fall asleep.
你一打开主的话你就开始要流泪。
But now when you open up God's words now you weep.
好像每句话都发着亮光。
Because every single word shines.
弟兄姊妹，不需要别的表现。
Brothers and sisters, you need no other manifestation.
只要你觉得主的话比蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
As long as you find that His words are sweeter than honey from the comb.
弟兄姊妹，当我们聚在一起的时候。
Then when we gather together.
你觉得聚会特别好。
You will find that the meeting is very good.
觉得特别宝贵。
You will find that the meeting is precious.
你的主真的就在我们中间。
Because the Lord is among us.
就说祷告好了。
Let's speak a prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果在教会里面，我们彼此的带到。
Brothers and sisters, when we gather together and intercede for one another, we want Christ to be magnified. We exalt Jesus Christ.
我们回到家里。
And we go home.
你这一个星期的里面。
And within 1 week.
你有几次。
How many times.
你纪念神的教会。
Have you remembered Christ's church?
你说主啊，我盼望你宫内平安。
And you say, Lord, I pray for peace.
盼望你的家兴旺。
I pray that your house may come together.
在主面前，这样的。在主面前认认真真的祈求。
That you will truly pray for the church.
弟兄姊妹，真的不需要做什么。
You don't have to do much.
我们来到聚会，你发现聚会就兴旺。
And when you come to the meeting, you will find that the meeting is good.
聚会里充满了平安。
And the meeting is filled with peace.
弟兄们，不要觉得这是好像是这个只是负责弟兄的事情。
Don't feel like this is just a matter of the responsible brothers.
不要觉得这只是年长弟兄的工作。
That this is just a brother, the work of the elders.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个神的儿女在神面前的这最基本的学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is a basic practice of all
saints. 因为基督是我们的生命啊。
Because Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命在我们的里面。
Because this life is within us.
我们只要让这个生命的感觉能够露出一点来。
As long as we can show a little bit of life.
这个生命碰到这个主的话语，他就觉得像比这个蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
As long as this life, it touches God's word and it feels that it is sweeter than honey from the comb.
这个生命来到主面前祷告的时候，他就觉得有负担。
And when as soon as he prays, he will find that there is a burden.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们刚刚蒙恩得救。
Even if we are just saved.
我们真的可以经历啊。
We can truly experience this.
我可以给你做见证。
I can give you a testimony.
在 Dumbo 最近有一班的年轻弟兄姊妹。
In Dumbo, there is a group of young brothers and sisters.
他们这个在主面前，真的我觉得很有恩典。
I feel that they have much grace among the Lord.
他们真的刚刚得救。
They were just saved.
他们很喜欢聚在一起，年轻人，这是很好的一件事。
And they really like to gather together. They are young. They are good at doing that.
所以他们在一起打球。
And so they come together. They play ball.
包饺子。
They wrap.Dumplings.
哎呀，这个在一起，这个欢喜快乐。
And they're very happy when they gather together.
突然有一天。
Until one day.
他们跟我讲。
They told me.
他说这样聚下去和世人有什么分别呢
？How are we any different in gathering together like this? Any different from people of the world?
说我们盼望啊，有点交通。
We hope that we can have some fellowship.
你好不好给我选首诗歌
？Can we pick some hymns?
我说你们选嘛。
I told them, well, you pick some hymns.
这诗歌都不会唱，怎么选呢
？But they said we don't know how to sing any hymns. How can we choose?
啊，你帮我们选首诗歌。
So help us choose something.
我们可以有琴，把它练，然后把它弹出来。
We have a piano. We can practice and we can play it.
弟兄姊妹，他们从前聚在一起的时候，只是吃喝吃喝。
Brothers and sisters, before when they gathered, they ate and they drank together.
现在吃喝不是目的了。
Now that is no longer their purpose.
现在他们觉得在主里的交通太好。
Now they feel that the fellowship in the Lord is too good.
不敢告诉我。
They're even afraid to tell me.
他告诉别人。
They tell others.
他说他不在的时候，我们交通更好。
They told me that when I'm not around, their fellowship is even better.
这个，你这有的时候你在那，这人家就受限制嘛。
Because sometimes when you're there, we're limited.
你这声音太大了。
Your voice is too loud.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，你发现就是我们刚出信的时候，我们真的可以经历啊。
This is something you can experience right from the get-go of being saved.
你和这班弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，你真的觉得好喜乐啊。
Because when brothers and sisters gather together, it is so such a joy.
使徒保罗为什么喜乐？
Why is the Apostle Paul so full of joy?
不是因为他这个环境都改变了。
It's not because his environment has changed.
不是因为他什么事情都解决了。
It's not because all problems are solved.
乃是因为基督显大了。
It is because Christ is magnified.
哦，弟兄姊妹，哪里基督显大，保罗就在哪里喜乐。
Wherever Christ is magnified, there Paul is joyful.
弟兄姊妹，基督显大，保罗里面充满了喜乐，而且还要喜乐。
When Christ is magnified, then Paul says he will rejoice and rejoice again.
有人说这卷书是讲喜乐。
And so some say this passage speaks of joy.
没有错，是充满了喜乐。
Yes, it is full of joy.
但这个喜乐从哪里出来的呢
？But where does this joy come from?
弟兄姊妹，这个喜乐是看见基督显大。
This joy comes from Christ being magnified.
如果在年轻人中间基督显大。
If Christ is magnified among the young people,
在老年中间也照常显大。
And then Christ be magnified also among the older ones.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得那个喜乐多大呢
？Then do you know how great that joy can be?
有的学生的家长来了。
Some parents of students will come.
他们得救了。
And they are saved.
他们和这些年轻人在一起查经。
And when they gather together with the saints,
在我们
study the Bible.
那个出信组我们有规定的。
And so we have some rules as we gather together.
每一次都要背圣经的。
That every time you come, you must memorize the Bible.
年轻人看一遍，基本都记住了。
The young people, they read it once and they can remember it.
那个做爷爷辈的，那么真的是每天看十遍还记不住了。
And the grandparents among them, they look at it 10 times a day and they still can't remember it.
但是当老人家在那里一个字一个字的背圣经的时候
，But when the older ones are there, they're memorizing word by word.
年轻的姊妹心里受激励。
The young people, their hearts are moved.
他们看着老人家。一个字一个字认真认真在他的背上。
When the young people see that the old ones are memorizing word by word,
弟兄姊妹聚会里充满了喜乐。
They're so full of joy in the meeting.
每个人都觉得我可以好好的把主的话丰丰富富的存在心里。
Every single person, they have a desire. They want to memorize God's words into their heart.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得这件事离我们太远。
Do not feel that this is too far away from us.
不要觉得基督在我们身上显大是离我们很远的事。
Do not feel that Christ being magnified is something that's too far away from you.
今天我们中间有许许多多的家庭。
Today we have many families among us.
你知道基督是不是在我们生活中照常显大呢？
Now is Christ being magnified among us?
太太有的时候做的菜真的是又美味是又可口。
Now some wives they cook and the dishes are very beautiful and good.
太太真的是很可爱。
And the wife is very lovely.
你说现在基督显大了。
We can say, oh, Christ is magnified.
基督用基督的爱来爱我的妻子。
Because now I can use Christ's love to love my wife.
那么到了第二天，妻子不知道从哪儿弄了一些 recipe， 弄了一些的这个东西，做出来才不知道是什么味道。
And the second day, we find that this wife she cooks something, and we don't know where the recipe came from. We don't know what happened to this dish. What is this?
弟兄，当你吃下去的时候，你就觉得那个时候正你最饿的时候。
And brother, when you eat that dish and you feel like you're most hungry,
可是你吃下去，你根本咽不下去的。
And you can't even swallow it.
弟兄，怎么你发现基督是不是照常显大呢
？Now is Christ also magnified?
还是你觉得你声音就显大了呢
？Or is your sound magnified?
你的大了呢
that your temper is loud.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，不要觉得这件事离我们是很远的。
Do not feel that this thing is too far away.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这件事离我们太近了。
We feel that this. I feel that this is very close to us.
夏令会，我觉得非常的蒙福。
I was very greatly blessed at the summer conference.
我们看见许许多多弟兄姊妹越过越多的全程的参加。
We see more and more brothers and sisters attending full time.
我们这个夏令会是三天。
This,
前后加不三天
this summer conference has full 3 days
参加你应该请两天假差不多
and so if you want to attend full time you need to take at least 2 days
有两天的这个假期还就花进去了
and so 2 of your vacation days are spent in this conference
你发现越过越多弟兄姊妹这两天的假就越过越自由
and so we find that more and more brothers and sisters these 2 days of vacation they have more and more freedom 就
充满在聚会里面
because they're so full of joy in the meeting
我去过一个聚会。
I have gone to this gathering.
我去过聚会，他们是聚四天。
And in this gathering, they have a meeting for 4 days.
所以你要聚四天的话呢，你要请三天假。
And so for these 4 days, you need to ask for 3 days of vacation.
在那个聚会里面哈，每一个家都全程参加。
In that gathering, every family goes full time.
每一个家庭全都全程参加。
Every family goes full time.
还有机会我就问他们。
And so I had an opportunity to ask.
我说：“那你们这样要请三天假。”
So for you to take 3 days vacation.
我们那边聚会只请两天假。
We only ask for 2 days vacation.
你们至少多了50%的恩典了。
So do we only get 50% of grace?
但是有的弟兄姊妹告诉我。
But some brothers and sisters tell me.
他们不是请三天假。
They do not ask for 3 days vacation.
他们请六天假。
They ask for 6.
我说为什么请六天
So I asked why 6?
你参加四天的夏令会，三天假就够了。
Because when we attend a 4-day conference, we only need 3 days of vacation.
他说三天假是参加聚会的。
3 days is for the meeting.
还有三天假是回去默想的。
3 days is to meditate when we go home.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters, I'm not kidding.
你和这样的弟兄姊妹聚在一起，你里面真的喜乐。
We know that the brothers and sisters, as they gather together in this circumstance, they are full of joy. Because Christ is truly magnified in them. It's not that they hear God's word and quickly forget.
他们请了三天的假，在主面前再一次的默想主向他们说的话。
They ask for another 3 days so that they could meditate on the words that God has spoken.
主的话不随流失去。
So that God's word cannot flow away like water.
他们盼望主的话给他们里面有回头的亮光。
They want to have light as they look back.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这件事不是我们的事。
Do not feel that this is something that has nothing to do with us.
不要觉得基督在我们身上照常显大，跟我们是很遥远的事。
Do not feel that Christ being always magnified is something far away from you.
这是我们每一个人生命的意义。
This is the meaning of our
everyone of our lives. 这是我们生命的价值。
This is the value of all of our lives.
这是我们生命的分量。
This is the weight of all of our lives.
那你说怎么样让基督在我们身上照常显大呢
？Then you can ask how can Christ be magnified in all of our lives?
至少基督在我们身上显大，对不对
？We have to say at least Christ needs to be magnified.
那基督怎么样在我们生命中显大呢
？How?
基督怎样在我们聚会中显大呢
？How can Christ be magnified in our lives and in our gathering?
我们读第一章，我稍微过一下，时间差不多，但我稍微过一下。
I'm going to look briefly at chapter 1, even though we're close to time.
现在几点？
11:50。
50啊，还好，感谢主。
Still have time.
头一方面，兴旺福音。
First, we need to speak of the gospel.
兴旺福音。
Participate in
the gospel. 不光是这个 speak 而已，这个是兴旺。
We need to participate in the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，兴旺福音不是工作。
To participate in the gospel is not work.
今天有人以为说这个传福音是个工作。
Some feel that to share the gospel is work. 弟兄
姊妹，福音是我们生命最基本的要求。
Gospel is the most fundamental request of our life.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个生命是光。
Because this life is light.
人点灯不是放在斗底下。
Now to light, when we have a light, we do not put it under a bushel. We put it on a lampstand.
照亮一家的人。
We want to enlighten the whole house.
弟兄姊妹，如果是基督在我们身上要显大的话。
If Christ is to be magnified,
你把这个光靠在斗底下。
You cannot put it under a bowl.
怎么能够让这个基督的名被宣扬出去呢？
How can the name of Christ be expressed?
你说有人嫉妒纷争。
We say that there are some who are envying and striving.
使徒保罗说这又何妨？
But Paul says, so what?
基督被宣扬出去，我就欢喜。
As long as Christ is proclaimed, I rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果摸里面的生命，
brothers and sisters, if you touch life,
这个生命就是光。
Then this life is light.
这个生命是不能够被隐藏的。
And this light cannot be hidden.
弟兄姊妹，无论我们走到哪里，
no matter where you go,
我们兴旺主的福音。
You want to participate in the gospel.
而且这里说的是同心合意。
And it says, in unity, together.
同心合意，兴旺主的福音。
That together you will participate in the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
It's too precious.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，我相信你们都经历过。
Brothers and sisters, I know that you have experienced.
主量给我们有些那个主特别怜悯，对我们一点恩典。
God has given us some grace and mercy.
让我们经历等到同心的时候。
So that when we are in one heart.
太稀奇了。
It's an amazing thing.
有一次我们聚会，说实在的，因为是这个学生的淡季，就是说学生不大来的。
Oh, there was a meeting where there were not very many students.
那么偶尔来那么一两个。
And occasionally there would be one or two.
而且都是每次差不多是不认识的。
And usually it's somebody that we do not know.
那段时间弟兄姊妹同心合意祷告。
And at that time we prayed in unity.
哎呀，我们觉得这个聚会聚下去啊，到底没有什么果效呢。
And we felt that there wasn't much fruit from this gathering.
有一天啊，有一个刚刚就是说头一次来到我们聚会中。
But then there was one day when this person came for the first time.
聚完会以后他说我要接受主。
But then after the meeting, he said, I want to accept the Lord.
他们跟我讲说这个人要接受主。
And so they told me this person wants to accept the Lord.
我想这个人肯定是很追求的一个人。
And so I felt this must be somebody who really seeks much.
我跟他谈谈发现一点都不追求。
And then after I talked with him, I realized he was not seeking at all.
我说你家里恐怕有信主的人。
And I said, you must have somebody who believes at home.
一个都没有。
Not one.
我心想肯定是今天聚会里有哪句话打动他了。
And I said, there must be something that really convicted him in our meeting.
我问问他，他一句话都没听懂。
But then when I asked him, he said he didn't understand a thing.
但他里面有感动。
But in his heart, he was moved.
他说我要接受主耶稣做我个人的救主。
He said, I want to accept the Lord Jesus as my personal savior.
我们想说那可能是我们的智慧委婉的言语。
We might think that is perhaps it's our wisdom, our speech.
我们想的是我们有什么地方做对了。
That we've done something right.
一点都不是。
No, not so.
是因为弟兄姊妹在那里同心的时候，基督显出来。
Because as we were there in one heart, one accord, Christ was magnified.
弟兄姊妹，只有基督能够叫人眼睛得开。
Only Christ can open up the eyes of man.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人可以叫人的眼睛得开。
Not one person can cause another's eyes to be opened.
弟兄姊妹，同心合意，兴旺福音的时候，你发现基督显出来了。
Together, when we participate in the
gospel, 就要叫人眼睛得开。
Then Christ can be magnified.
从黑暗转向光明。
And open up man's eyes.
从撒旦的权柄下归向神。
And to shine light into the darkness.
因着信心就得蒙赦罪。
So that all sins can be forgiven.
一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that all can gain his inheritance.
哦，弟兄姊妹，太奇妙了。
It's such an amazing thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前同心合意，兴旺主的福音。
Brothers and sisters, we must participate in the gospel together.
当基督的名这样宣扬出去。
So that his name can be proclaimed.
当基督在我们中间显大。
So that Christ can be magnified.
而但是这个我们不要停在这里。
But do not stop here.
因为这才是动了善功啊。
Because this is only a good work.
同心合意，兴旺主的福音。只是刚刚动了善功啊。
When we participate in the gospel from the first day, it's only just the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是离开福音的工作。
Lord, we are, brothers and sisters, we are not leaving the work of the gospel.
我们乃是离开福音工作的开始，那个善，刚那个动工。
We are only leaving that first day, that first beginning of the work.
到那个被成全的地步。
We want to continue on until the day we are completed.
我们在那里宣扬福音。
Not only do we proclaim the gospel.
到有一天你发现我们成了福音的发表。
But we want to become the proclamation of the gospel.
所以你看见使徒保罗说，我为你们有这样的意念是应该的。
And so Paul says, I ought to have this thinking of you. Because I have the heart of the mind of Christ.
基督耶稣的心肠就是不仅让我们在那里宣扬福音。
Because the affection of Christ Jesus is not only to proclaim the gospel.
乃是让我们这个生命就成为福音的发表。
But that our lives would be the expression of the gospel.
那个爱多而又多。
So that our love may abound.
多到一个地步都满溢出来。
Abound to a part where it overflows.
让我们能够羡慕那上好的。
So that we can have what is best.
弟兄姊妹，我们在做见证的时候，如果我们见证福音只是这个让我们的地上得好处的话。
So in our witness, if we witness only that the gospel has given us benefits,
这个能力是非常软弱的。
And then that power will be very weak.
当我们在主里面慢慢慢慢被成全的时候。
However, when we are established in the Lord,
善工要亲自成全这工。
And when he has begun this good work and he completes it,
让我们结满了仁义的果子。
Then when we are full of fruit,
我们所见证的是那个上好的。
And what we witness of is of the best.
是那永远的祝福。
It is a eternal blessing.
弟兄姊妹，你看那个福音就越发的兴旺。
Then we see that gospel will continue and grow.
这是头一个方面。
This is first.
第二个方面。
Secondly.
使徒保罗在二十九节告诉我们。
The apostle Paul tells us in verse 29.
你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
为什么受苦？
Why suffer?
受苦有几个原因。
There are several reasons of suffering.
简单来讲，有至少有三个原因。
Simply put, there are at least three reasons.
受苦可能因着我们犯罪。
First, possibly because of our sin.
弟兄姊妹，很多苦难从罪来的。
Brothers and sisters, many suffering comes from sin.
所以说大，可以说很多的苦难真的是差不多所有的苦难都是从罪来的。
You can say that most of our sufferings come from sin.
苦难还有从我们的性格来的。
Suffering also comes from our personality.
你知道有的时候我们这个性格太固执了。
Some of our personalities, we are too stubborn.
所以进了家庭里面，哎呀，苦太苦了。
And so when we get into the family, it's too difficult.
所以性格带给我们很多的痛苦。
And so personalities also bring us much suffering.
这里说，不但得以信服他，而且为他受苦。
But here it says, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer.
这个不是从罪来的，也不是从性格来的。
This is not from sin and not from our personality.
这个苦乃是让基督显大的。
This suffering is because we want Christ to be magnified.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在地上为我们做了这样的榜样。
Our Lord, he was our example when he was on earth.
圣经上说，他虽然是儿子，还因着所受的苦难学了顺从。
The Bible tells us that yet, because even though he was a son, he suffered as he submitted.
弟兄姊妹，在中文翻译里面，他说他因着受的苦难就学了顺从。
In Chinese, it says that he suffered because he obeyed.
But he suffered and he learned obey.
He learned to obey.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主还需要学吗？
Did our Lord need to learn?
我们是要学的。
We need to learn.
这里面。那个意思就是说，借着这些苦难，就把他的那个里面生命表现出来。
The meaning of this is that through suffering, everything was expressed.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是非常稀奇的。
This life is an amazing thing.
他越是经过艰难
，the more it goes through difficulty,
越是经过痛苦
，the more it goes through
suffering, 这个生命就彰显的就越丰富。
This life is manifest.
一粒麦子若不落到地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
If a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground, it is still a single
grain. 无论这粒麦子多么完全。
This, even, no matter how complete this grain is,
多么属灵,
no matter how spiritual this grain is,
如果它不落到地里死了，它就没有办法让它的生命那个 magnify， 不能让它生命显大。
If this grain does not fall into the ground and die, it cannot be
magnified. 这是生命的律。
This is the law of life.
弟兄姊妹，这一个生命的律乃是落到地里死了就结出许多的子粒了。
This grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies, now it can bear much fruit.
所以你看使徒保罗自己就做见证。
And so here we see the apostle Paul.
他在捆锁之中更是叫福音兴旺。
In his chains, he is able to allow the gospel to be spread even more.
我们不晓得他关到这个罗马监牢里到底是怎么表现的。
We don't know how he expressed it when he was in prison.
圣经里没有写。
The Bible does not tell us.
我们可以用想象。
We can imagine.
但我相信这些腓立比的圣徒，当他们读保罗书信，他们可能能够想象。 出来。
But I believe that the Philippians, when they were reading this letter, they could imagine Paul.
因为当使徒保罗头一次传福音的时候，就是被关到监牢里去了。
Because the first time he spread the gospel, it was so he ended up in prison.
当他们在那里这个被打被关到监牢里了以后
，After he was beaten and imprisoned,
正在半夜正在痛苦最难过的时候。
At midnight, at the most difficult time,
他们在这唱诗祷告神。
There they were praising God.
地就震动。
And the earth shook.
所有的锁链都脱落。
All the chains were broken off.
我不晓得使徒保罗坐在罗马监狱里面，他有没有唱诗，有没有祷告。
I don't know Paul. The first time, if he sat in prison, did he pray?
我不知道那个时候在那里面有没有锁链脱落。
I don't know if the chains had broken off or not.
至少里面的锁链脱落了。
But at least the chains from within they broke off.
利云的全军都知道他是为基督的缘故。
And now the entire Praetorian Guard knew that he was there for the sake of the gospel.
今天有人去罗马，他们是看到使徒保罗他殉道的地方。
Now when people go to Rome today, they see the place.
他们说那边有个牌子。
There's a
plaque. 我不知道人讲的那个人是讲的真的还是假的，反正我听到我是告诉你就是了。
I don't know whether the tour guide what he said is true or not.
那个牌子是当使徒保罗殉道的时候。
But the plaque there says when Paul was martyred.
有2000名，这个御营的军兵被关到监牢里去。
There were 2,000 of the soldiers in the Praetorian Guard who also were imprisoned at the same time.
御营的全军都晓得这一个人不得了。
The entire Praetorian Guard knew this.
他的福音太宝贵了。
Because his gospel was too precious.
这个福音显在他的身上。
This gospel was manifested in him. Christ was magnified.
这个锁链只能锁住他的肉身。
The chains could only tie his physical body up. But it does not tie up God's word.
神的见证却不能被捆锁。
And God's testimony cannot be imprisoned.
这个生命是不能被死亡拘禁的。
Because this life cannot be swallowed up by death.
难道铁链能够拘禁他吗？
Can chains tie him up?
人就觉得这一个人走到了哪里就好像天堂一样。
No matter where this person went, it was as if it were heaven.
就是罗马的监狱这个地方都觉得可爱啊。
Even in the Roman prison, it was a lovely place.
令人羡慕。
People admired it.
不仅如此，连那些同时的那些弟兄姊妹，他们里面受了激励。
Not only were brothers and sisters at that time,
那个时候显扬神的福音的结果，就像使徒保罗一样被关到监牢里。
At that time, the result of preaching the gospel was just like Paul. You were imprisoned.
没有人给你鼓掌。
Nobody would applaud.
没人说你属灵。
Nobody would say you're spiritual.
你胆敢这样站起来为主耶稣做见证。
If you dare to speak up for the Lord.
可能第二天你就是第二个保罗。
The second day you might be the second Paul.
但是因着使徒保罗把基督耶稣基督彰显出来。
But through the expression of Christ in Paul.
天堂一样。
It was as if it were heaven.
人真的羡慕啊。
People admired it.
如果这是福音的话。
If this is the gospel.
我甘愿像他一样。
Then I want to be just like
him. 所以就他们笃信不疑，放胆传神的道。
And so they were full of courage so that they could share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，借着这样的艰难，借着这样的苦难，你看神的福音越发的广传。
Through this difficulty and through the suffering, the gospel was spread even more.
基督照常显大。
Because Christ is magnified.
弟兄们，这是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom of God. 这是
生命的特点。
This is the expression of life.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅在生活里面有这样的捆锁，这样的痛苦。
Not only is there suffering in this daily life.
更是在侍奉当中。
But also in service.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们生活上的痛苦来比。
In comparison to the suffering of our daily lives.
在教会里面，使徒保罗所经受的压力经受的苦难是更深的。
The stress and the suffering that Paul went through in his service was even deeper.
弟兄姊妹，因为在教会里面，事情是最简单的。
Brothers and sisters, because in the church, matters are the simplest in the church.
人是最难的。
People are the most difficult.
在教会侍奉的里面，你发现好像每一个难处好像一个巨人一样。
In church service, it is as if every difficulty is a giant. Every difficulty is as tall as the sky. We find that there's many people of the Amalekite.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在那里一直的为了神的教会在那里流泪祷告。
We see that one person as they are weeping and crying for the church.
他从来没有为他自己的捆锁这样的流泪祷告。
Here he never wept for his own chains.
他乃是为神的家庭流泪祷告。
He is weeping and crying for the church.
他在神的家里面侍奉的时候所经历的痛苦是何等的深呢？
Because his suffering for the body's sake was very.
但是他说这有何妨呢？
But he says, even so.
不仅喜乐。
Even so, I will rejoice.
欢喜
I will praise.
而且还要欢喜
And I will rejoice again.
因为无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大
Because to live or to die, I still want to magnify Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在教会侍奉里面，我们所经历的
in church service and all the things that we have experienced.
是我们生活里所经历所没有办法比拟的。
It cannot be compared to what the suffering in our daily lives. Some brothers and sisters say to us, that I truly want to serve the Lord. I want to learn the lesson of the cross. I want to place myself within God's house.
弟兄姊妹, 你发现, 这个生命在我们里面要显大出来。
And we will find that we need to express the life of Christ.
而且还要经过征战。
And we will go through conflict.
信主不是那么简单的一件事。
To believe in the Lord is not an easy thing.
有的时候主真让我们看到一点经, 这个征战的经历。
And so sometimes the Lord does allow us to see some of these conflicts. A sister once told me she wanted to be baptized. From the first day she said she wanted to be baptized, there was unending arguments at her home. And so brothers and sisters from the church were called to help in her home. Because if they did not come, the knives would be taken out. Because previously she worshipped idols. We see that there was this power of evil spirits. And there was a darkness in that life. Not one day was without darkness. You feel that one thing has been solved. And you don't know where the next problem comes from. Every day she needed to pray diligently. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, not only was she baptized, but she went to her own hometown, which was where the idols came from. All of her family and friends came to reject her, to mock her. However, she still prayed that Christ would be
magnified.
All of the idols in her home were cast out. And she could stand before her friends and family. No matter what you say, I have believed in the Lord Jesus. Only the Lord Jesus is real.
弟兄姊妹,
no matter how difficult the conflict, we see that faith can be more steadfast. Do not be afraid. Stand firm. And continue on.
弟兄姊妹, 这个生命是何等奇妙的生命了。
Because this is such an amazing life. 这个生命胜过一切的死亡。 This life, it surpasses all of death. And it surpasses everything of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹,
no matter how much opposition,
这个信心,
this faith can be manifested more and more.
弟兄姊妹, 这是秘诀。
This is a secret.
所以一面宣扬福音。
So on one hand, we proclaim the gospel. On the other hand, we also suffer. This is the opportunity to magnify Christ.
第三方面,
Thirdly,
在第22节到22节开始,
starting from verse 22,
使徒保罗说哈, 我这个在肉身活着呢, 这个要成就我功夫的果子, 我就不知道该挑选什么。
The Apostle Paul says, if I am to live on in the flesh, it will mean fruitful labor for me, so I do not know which to choose.
因为他说如果我现在哈, 就离开这个肉身与主同在, 是好的无比的。
He says that if I am to leave my physical body, the flesh right now, to be with Christ, that is very much better.
那个同在啊, 那个就不是在信心里的同在了。
That presence to be with the Lord is no longer in faith.
那是与主面对面啊。
That is being face to face with the Lord.
那是使徒保罗巴不得能够进入的。
The Apostle Paul, he longed to be there.
他真的是昼夜的盼望主耶稣的显现呢。
Day and night, he longed for the appearance of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是使徒保罗心里面唯一所盼望的。
This is the one hope that Apostle Paul had.
实在是好的无比。
It is very much
没有什么比这更好的。
Nothing better than
更快乐,
that. 更快乐。 Nothing more joyous.
更大的喜乐。
Nothing happier.
但是使徒保罗有个选择。
However, the Apostle Paul had a choice.
他要选择留在地上。
He chose to remain.
因为为了神的教会的缘故,
it is for the sake of the
为了让这些在基督里的这个神的儿女能够在信心上又长进又喜乐,
for those who are in Christ Jesus, for their joy and for their faith,
让他们的喜乐越发的加增,
so that their joy may increase,
让他们生命越过的老练,
that their life may be more
mature,
that they may have more love,
结满了人意的果子,
so that they may have much fruit.
他说, 我就知道, 我要仍然住在世界。
So he says, so I know I must remain in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹, 拣选,
brothers and sisters, choice.
这是 第三个让基督显大的秘诀。
This is the third secret in magnifying Christ.
我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
有一天他上了变化山。
One day he went up Mount Transfiguration.
我们知道那个时候我们的主他生命实在说来就肉身来讲真的是完全完全把这个神在他身上所有的那个荣耀都彰显出来。
In terms of the earthly life of our Lord Jesus, our Lord had already manifested everything of the Father.
那一个荣耀是何等的荣耀。
It was such glory.
那个脸面放出光来比日头还亮。
His face shone brighter than the sun.
衣裳洁白到一个地步，地上漂布的从来没有见过那样白的。
His garments were whiter than any bleach.
完全圣洁，完全的荣耀。
And he was entirely holy, entirely glorious. 我们知
道在那个变化山上，他一步就可以回到父的面前。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, with one step, he could have returned to his Father.
因为他就是父心意中的那个人的形象。
Because he was the very image of
the
man in
the
Father's heart.
他把神的荣耀完全彰显了出来。
He had manifested everything in the Father's heart.
他把神的权柄完全彰显了出来。
He had manifested the power, authority of the Father.
就在那个地方，主可以说他摆在前面有何等大的喜乐。
And at that time, right in front of him was great joy.
摆在前面的喜乐是何等大的喜乐。
And it was great joy right in front of him.
有弟兄这样告诉我们。
Some brothers tell us.
希伯来书十二章那里告诉我们的话。
In Hebrews chapter 12.
中文翻成他因着摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受十字架的苦难然后后来就这个怎样怎样。
It says, for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
但是有弟兄说，这个翻译应该是这样。
However, some say that the translation ought to be this way.
他拣选了羞辱。
He chose suffering.
他拣选了苦难，拣选了十字架的苦难。
He chose the suffering of the
cross. 以代替那摆在前面的喜乐。
To substitute the joy that was in front of him.
我觉得使徒保罗他是一个跟随羔羊的人。
I do feel that Apostle Paul, he followed the
Lord. 他在主面前有一个拣选。
Before the Lord, he had a choice.
如果能让基督在他身上更多的显大。
If Christ could be magnified more in
him. 他宁愿拣选在地上与弟兄姊妹同住。
He would much rather choose to be with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，今天有的时候聚会里有了一些难处。
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, there are difficulties in the church.
拣选离开是好的无比。
To choose to leave is much better beyond all things.
让我们里面非常喜乐。
And yes, we are much. We have much joy.
我们觉得我们非常的放松。
And we are much relaxed.
弟兄姊妹，但是基督能不能在我们身上显大
？However, is Christ magnified from us then?
使徒保罗他给我们看见他拣选和弟兄姊妹同住。
Brothers and sisters, Paul he could choose to be with the Lord.
有的家庭出了难处。
There are some families with difficulties.
你离开你的配偶，你觉得你好的无比。
If you leave your spouse, you feel that it is very.
你觉得如果能离开这个人，那真的是喜乐无比了。
If you can leave this person,
我所有的困难，我所有的痛苦都因为他的缘故。
All my suffering and difficulties is because of this person.
只要我离开这一个人，我就喜乐了。
If I leave this person, then I'm happy.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得基督能不能显大呢
？Then is can Christ be magnified?
有弟兄在我们中间告诉我们
，Some brothers among us tell us，
基督今天要做元首
，Christ today must be head。
有些人选择哈，基督在他65岁以后再做元首。
That some people choose Christ to be head when they are 65 years old。
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这个聚会如果每一个人哈都是拣选65岁以后让基督做元首？
Now, if every single person in this gathering says that they want Christ to be head when they are 65 years old,
你觉得这个聚会兴旺不兴旺？
Do you feel that this is a good meeting?
我们可能所有好的聚会，那些好的特点我们都有。
Perhaps we may have all the good characteristics of a good meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得聚会兴旺不兴旺？
But then is the meeting good?
那如果今天有人55岁就拣选说，我今天55岁了。
Perhaps somebody say, "Today I'm 55, and today I'm
55." 我今天就拣选把自己奉献给主。
That I choose today to give myself.
我今天就让基督在我身上来做王。
That today I want Christ to be king.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个聚会就丰富些。
Then is the meeting full?
弟兄姊妹，如果今天在我们中15岁的人
，Today if people who are 15,
他说我在前面太多的喜乐了。
To say I have too much.
我在世上有太多的享乐了。
I have too much enjoyment before me.
但他拣选让基督在他生命中今天就做主。
But today in my life I want to choose Christ to be Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你发现聚会多何等的蒙福呢
？Then how blessed is that gathering？
那个喜乐何等的大呢
？How great is that joy？
你说有没有五岁就把自己奉献给神呢
？How about at age five？
我们知道在教会历史上有一位弟兄叫马尔弟兄。
In church history, we know there is a brother named Meyer.
在他五岁的时候。
When he was five.
有一个主日的晚上。
On a Sunday night.
他这样跟神祷告。
He prayed like this to the Lord.
说主啊。
Lord.
求你打发你的圣灵。
Send your Holy Spirit.
进入我的心。
To enter into my heart.
使我能以基督耶稣的心为心。使我能以基督耶稣的心为心。
So that I could believe in the Lord Jesus in my heart.
我们这个是。让基督以基督的心为心啊，那么你知道就从哪天开始
？So from that day on，
他拣选让基督在他生命中做完。
He chose Jesus to be his king。
你知道主借着这个弟兄带进多少的祝福
？Do you not know how many how much blessing he brought？
显大
，because Christ was magnified in his life。
弟兄姊妹，我们真的让基督。在我们生命中显大。
Do we desire for Christ to be magnified in our lives?
我们真的盼望基督在我们家庭里显大。
Do we desire for Christ to be magnified in our families?
我们真的盼望基督在教会里面显大。
That Christ would be magnified in our church.
大卫在他年老的时候
，David in his elderly age，
他向百姓发出这样的呼喊。
And so he called out among the people.
今日有谁乐意把自己奉献给耶和华呢？
Today, who is there who's willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord?
不是等到65岁的时候，也不是等到55岁的时候
，not when they're 55.
乃是今日有谁乐意拣选就把自己奉献给耶和华呢
？But today, who among us is willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
我不知道你我的拣选是什么。
I don't know what your and my choice is today.
愿主的圣灵来感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit move us.
让我们不要等到明天再把自己。奉献给耶和华。
That we do not wait until tomorrow to give ourselves to the Lord.
我们今天就愿意甘心乐意地把自己奉献给耶和华。
That today willingly we give ourselves.
虽然摆在前面有许多世界的享乐。
Even though before us.
虽然我自己还许多自己属世的盼望。
And that there is much hope.
或者许多所谓的属灵的盼望。
Or much spiritual hope that I have.
但我今天拣选让基督在我生命中做王。
But today I choose Christ to be king.
我今天就拣选让他来做我的王。
Today I choose for Christ to be king.
弟兄姊妹，你看基督要显大。
Then Christ will be magnified.
你发现这个聚会要充满了主的同在。
Then the meeting will be full of His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是。我们每一个人在神的面前，我们都需要来面对的。
And this is what everybody must face.
因为这是我们生活的意义。
Because this is the meaning of our lives.
这是我们生命的价值。
This is the value of our lives.
这是我们生命的分量。
This is the weight of our lives.
愿主向我们的心里说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你。从灰尘中把我们提拔起来
Thank you for lifting us up out of the dust
从粪堆中把我们抬举起来
And lifting us out of the dung
让我们今天能够与王子同坐
That we can sit together with the king
让我们今天在地上活着能够把基督能够显明出来
That as we live on earth that we can magnify Christ
今天基督竟然成了我们的生命
Because Christ is our life today
主啊为了这样的恩典在你面前献上我们的感恩
For this grace we give you our thanks
主我们愿意像你的仆人大卫一样就是今天我们就把自己奉献给你我们要今天就让基督在我们生命中照常显大因为我们活着就是基督
我死
了就有益处因为你是我们生命的价值你是我们生命的意义主我们把荣耀赞美都来归给你愿你得着我们每一个人的性命我们都为主而活
that we would live for you.
听我们祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.